Progressive Team with Steve Riggs begins now.
I'm talking to Gregor Jameson, the director of golf at the Lake Nona Golf and Country Club in Orlando. Gregor is one of the leaders and an international teaching coach working with many international players. He has conducted seminars for the PGA of Europe, the Danish PGA, and many PGA sections around the United States. He has appeared on the Golf Academy Live, the Golf Channel, and commentated on the British Open. Gregor, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Steve.
I might as well clear this out right away. Between you and Islesworth, doesn't Lake Nona, the sister club of Islesworth, have the lead as far as major champions and champions in general between the LPGA and the PGA and the Champions Tour?
Well, I know that we have, in our club, I think the number is 35 major championship won between the men and the women, which spreads over the regular tour as well as, you know, the European right. tours, you know, just major championship yeah. wins. That's how many there are within the club. And it covers the ladies, the men, and senior, because Mark McNulty would have won the senior championship. I'm not sure how many they currently have, but certainly between both clubs, we probably have probably more titles won since the clubs have been founded than any clubs anywhere in the world, I would imagine.
Gregor and I managed to get together, and I went out to Lake Nona, and we had breakfast, and then we went out, and I was able to see the changes that have taken place on the golf course. Can you talk about the evolution of Lake Nona and how it's become one of the top courses?
Well, the golf course was originally built in 1986, or latter part of 86, by Tom Fazio. We opened officially in 88, which is when I started, in November of 1988. Over the years, you know, we are a real estate development. When the golf course was designed, the founders of the golf club briefed Tom Fazio's group to build the golf course first and we'll figure out where to put the real estate. So it starts off by being somewhat unusual in that the last five holes front lakes, three natural lakes, Lake Nona, Red Lake, and Buck Lake. So that's kind of unusual. And the second thing that's different about it is the first golf course that Tom Fazio used very, very long bunkers down the side of holes to create some drama. As you know, Florida's kind of flat, so they moved quite a lot of dirt or earth around, and it didn't create tremendous undulation, but these large bunkers going down the sides of some of the holes create some real drama to the hole. So that's also interesting. And the final part is the greens complex has always been just really fabulously well-designed. We rebuilt the entire greens, approaches, and tees 3 years ago and took them back down to the core under the supervision of the Tom Fazio group. Tom comes back and visits once a year and we take a ride around and we talk about placement of trees or bunkers or we should do this or that. As golfers evolve and they hit it further, we've added some tees and we've moved some of the strategic bunkers a little further off the tee, moved down the fairway a little bit, so the force carry is now in 300 yards as opposed to 275. Fazio says, you know, we built a really nice golf course here, a really great golf course, and one that can be played every day, but there's always little things we can do to improve. As we go forward, we always have a little list of items that he's interested in design, or of us as the owners or the company, of considering what we do going forward from an improvement standpoint. You know, Lake Nona is very golf-centric. We've always been involved with the professionals, and we've always hosted amateur and professional tournaments. And the other thing that's unusual about the club is we have, I think it's 32 different nationalities represented within the club itself. So that makes us a very diverse group with a number of age groups, because we have different age categories within the membership. Sure. So just from a golf standpoint, we have, as you know, our range is large, and we're always trying to do better things with that.
You've got a dynamite fitness center with coaches, and also you have a complete daycare system for kids right up into junior high school, don't you?
Yes, we do. We call it Nona Crew, which is for a little one. It goes from little ones, from three, 4 years old,
right.
roughly, you know, early teens. I'd say, you know, 12, 13-year-old is in the sort of top end of it.
Right.
And we have so many hours per day. Staff is in there available, you know, to look after the children. And then we have lots of special events. Well, basically being able to let club members who maybe just want to come and work out for an hour, hit balls for an hour, they bring their little one, leave them off, and they have, you know, counselors there and lots of activities. And I mean, it's a fantastic thing.
It's absolutely.
My grandson was just here from, my kids live in London, but they were here recently, and three and a half year old was asked if he could go back several times because he enjoyed it so much.
Is
it was really
right?
terrific with the kid. It was really fantastic.
Wow.
So our club is evolving. I mean, it's
sure is.
You know, we started off as a, you know, and club life is changing, you know, what people are interested in. So we've got a little bit of everything to offer for all age groups and different interests when it comes to fitness, workout, good food, healthy cuisine, training, tennis. It's quite thing. And, you know, as Lake Nona is part of a large community. I mean, we're part of an 8,000-acre development by our parent group, Tavistock. And on our property, we have also the USTA, National Training Center, which is the largest training facility in North America with 101 tennis courts. And the USTA have put their National Training Center right there on our property. So there's an awful lot of things going on at Lake Nona in general as a region, you know, with Medical City and so on. So we're all tied into that whole concept of what can we do, what can we do different, what can we do that's more interesting for people, and we just keep on evolving as a club and being part of that whole thing, which is amazing.
Well, the community of Lake Nona has evolved from the Lake Nona Club to everything around it. It is a community.
Yes.